Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Alan Grandison. What am I about? Well, I'm first and foremost a Fort McMurray resident since the early 80s. I'm currently on council seeking re-election. But I think more than that, I'm a father, I'm a husband, I'm a community member. So I think that kind of describes me in a nutshell.
There you go. Now, Alan, I know you've been telling your story a lot over the last few weeks in particular because people are glad to see you back. So instead of you having to tell your story a gazillion other times, let's hear where you've been the last few months so people can watch it at home.
Well, some of you may know, some of you may not, that I was diagnosed with throat cancer. And I spent my summer in Edmonton getting treatment at the Cross Cancer. And I'm happy to say that after a very long and difficult summer, that I was recently back to the Cross where they went down my throat and there is no trace of cancer of any kind. So I'm deemed cancer free, which is amazing. Some of you may hear a difference in my throat. My voice is a bit different and it changes from time to time. That's just a consequence of the treatment. But the fact that I have a voice, when I first discovered this, one of the possibilities was that I would lose my voice. Probably one of the scariest aspects, because anybody who knows me knows I like to chat. And the prospect of being without a voice was really traumatizing. And the fact that I've got it is really amazing.
No doubt.
I'm probably almost back to normal. My energy levels are back. I'm up early in the morning. I put up all my own signs. I'm getting right back into the regular routine of me. And trying to find what my new normal is going to be, but I'm pretty sure it's not going to be far off from my old normal.
So. That's awesome. How are the walks? I know you're a big walker.
About half of what they were. Okay. So last year, I did about between 6.5 and 7 million steps. This year, not going to quite get that goal, but if I get between 2 and 3 million, I'll be happy. It's, you know, one of the things that my wife asked the doctor is, what's the chance of reoccurrence with this particular cancer? And he said about 5%. And she said, well, what can we do to even improve that? And he said, exercise. And I honestly believe the fact that I do exercise and I walked as many steps as I did before is one of the reasons that I got through this treatment as well as I did, is my body was healthy and I was able to, you know, really fight the cancer and fight the treatment, because the treatment's as bad as the cancer in many ways. Yeah. I mean, radiation and chemo are not fun things for the body, right? So at the end of the day, being healthy, I think, was one of the reasons I did as well as I did. So I highly recommend it. So every day I try and do a little bit more, a little bit more. I think I'm up to, I've done a few days where I've done 7,000 steps. But I'm usually trying to hit 5 right now. And then as time goes on, I'll get back up to my 10, and then I'll get back up to my 15. So
there you go.
One step at a time, buddy.
Nice, nice. So you're asking for a re-election.
Mm-hmm.
Let me hear about the last 4 years that you spent in office.
Well, it was an interesting adventure in the last 4 years. I had some good ideas what council was like as a person who worked in a management role in the municipality for almost 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really different once you get on the other side of the, because we're not in a position where we do. We're in a position where we guide. We're there as a governance organization. That's our role, is governance. And we create policies and procedures and we allow the organization to do its thing. And on this side of the desk, we have to actually do that. On this side of the desk, I get to actually do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a really different role for me to be in a situation where I'm guiding people to do it versus doing it myself.
Right.
And then there's, of course, the dynamics of all of the different personalities of council and the dynamics of a very diverse region. And where do we put our resources? Where do we put our money? That's a debate and a challenge all the time. And I fight for, and you probably heard this term come out of my mouth, fiscal responsibility. And what I mean by that is the municipality for far too long has said, do we have enough money in the bank to build it? Yes, we do. Okay, let's build it. But nobody's really thought of how much it's going to cost for the next 30 years. So now we really have to take, so part of our fiscal responsibility and expectation is that we look at everything multi levels. How much is it going to cost to build? How much is it going to cost to run? How many more personnel are going to be involved, etc. We have to look at all of those things before we make decisions. Because I'm sure, as you know, with Bill 21, our ability to tax industry has gone from here to here. So we were 1 to 18, we're now 1 to 5. We're at 1.62, I think. And the province and the mayor and ourselves negotiated staying there for the up to the end of the 10-year term, so that's excellent. It allows us a bit, because we've got some big projects. We're trying to finish the flood mitigation, the rural water and sewer. That's almost $1 billion right there, right? And then there's going to be the cost of maintaining that infrastructure. And everything that we've built now has to be maintained. So we have to take a real serious look. So part of that 4 years was trying to get people's heads around that reality. I was successful sometimes, not as successful other times. So I hope to continue that work, because at the end of the day, our only resources is taxation. And we have the best property taxes in Alberta, if not Canada. And I'd like to keep it that way. But the only way we can do that is to be responsible with the money we're getting right now. And spend it responsibly and stop wasting it on things that we don't need. And stop going beyond what the municipality should do versus what the province should do versus what the federal government should do.
There we go. So is there any project in particular, if you're reelected, that you would like to focus and get behind that you've already kind of been behind, you'd like to see it out?
I'd like to finish flood mitigation.
Okay.
It needs to be done. For many reasons. We need to create that sense of security for all those people who live in downtown. You're always looking over your shoulder every spring. And we get that flood mitigation done, maybe people can stop looking over their shoulders and dig in those roots. And you know, we talk about downtown revitalization. What's going to revitalize downtown more than downtown feeling secure? Right? Because who really do you as a business owner want to invest thousands of dollars in your business if you know a flood can come along and undermine all of your efforts? So creating that security for all of our residents in downtown, I think would be tremendous.
There you go.
The rural water and sewer, that project's hanging over our head. It's been going on for well over 5 years. We need to get people hooked up. We need to get people on the water and sewer system so that we can go forward as a region where we're all on the same process, right? The other thing I'd really like to do, that I'd really like to sink my teeth into, is we're getting undermined by the province and the federal government. Like, we're producing water. I'm going to use Fort McKay as an example. We run the water treatment plant for the First Nations. The federal government gives us a grant in lieu of taxation for the First Nations people, but we're only getting about 60% of what it costs to produce the water. So we're subsidizing the water production and all of these water treatment plants and all these First Nations communities by 40%.
Wow.
That's money that should be coming from the federal government. In the past, I believe our municipal government had so much money, we just said, that's okay, we'll just do it.
Right.
Well, we don't have that money now, and we can't just say, let's do it. We need to be responsible to you, our residents, and making sure that federal government is paying their portion. The provincial government is not paying their portion either, because things that are their responsibility would come to council and it would rip at our hearts because we wanted to deliver these services. So we had the money, we said, okay, we'll do it. But once you create that expectation, now the province, you know, why are we building a winter road to Fort Chip? Yeah. Why is that a municipal responsibility instead of a provincial responsibility? Those kinds of questions. Mm-hmm. The road to Fort Chip has to be built, no question, right? And we'll always make sure that it's maintained. But maybe we could get the province to start chipping in some of the finances towards that project instead of you and me as taxpayers in the region doing it all.
Yeah.
That's an example.
There we go. Love it. So like that, this is the thing. You actually, after the 4 years, you've seen the difference, like you mentioned before, of being on that side, being on this side, and seeing what transpires if you're able to stay and see a project out.
Yeah. Well, I think we need to get all of our Indigenous partners together at the same table, and we need to collectively go after the federal government, because they're getting their water and sewer. So It doesn't, those services are there for them. They're comfortable in knowing those services are there. But behind the scenes, there's some things missing. So we need their support. We need to work together to get the federal government to cough up and spend what they should be spending. That then frees up how much more money for us to do the rest of the things that we can be doing, taking care of our roads. And, you know, we've got somebody talking about potholes. Potholes are a huge issue because of the 80 degree temperature change we experience in this part of the world, right? But it takes money to fix those things.
Yeah.
And we gotta keep finding the money, so.
That's right.
So everything comes down to this fiscal responsibility when you think about it.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, listen, Tanner tapped his phone. That means he's ready for his segment, The Maxini Minute, brought to you by Carrie and Patchouli Rose. Tanner, hitting with The Maxini Minute.
All right, question number one for you today. What is your go-to way to cook a steak?
I'm a medium rare guy, so my go-to is to count out 60 seconds and flip it.
There you go.
Question number two. What is a baseball moment you've witnessed that sticks with you the most?
My son, one of the parents, when one of my kids was playing ball, said, next home run is $100. My son steps up to the plate, wallops it over the fence, comes around home plate, sticks his hand out, and it gets $100. That was one a very interesting moment.
Question number three. What song would you say is the current soundtrack for your life?
Good God. Is that a song? You know what? I'm going to tell you that I don't remember the name of songs. I just sing them.
You can sing it for us right now if you like.
Yeah, no, I can. Definitely don't want that. But a lot of times I revert back to music from the 70s. That's kind of the era of the music that really gets my heart. I used to dance a lot, so dance music from that era really gets me going.
Question number four. What was your go-to way to spend an afternoon as a kid after school?
Well, I had an interesting childhood, so mine was all about survival. So it was not play, it was finding food and trying to survive. So,
and your final question, what do you think is the most underrated dessert?
Underrated pie.
Those have been your five questions.
I gotta double down. What kind of pie are we talking about?
Think here? Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie, yup.
Oh, so this is your time of year then, hey?
Yeah, absolutely. But I've now been diagnosed as celiac, so I can eat the filling, but not the crust. So that's okay. The filling with a little bit of whipped cream tastes pretty good, too.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah, solid. Earl's, great pumpkin pie.
Oh, are they?
Oh, it's so good. I'd never really ate pumpkin pie until I was probably in like my late 20s, early 30s, kind of. I had it for like the first time. It just sounded unappealing to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you know, you carve the pumpkin out all day, and you're like, I don't want to eat this.
Yeah.
Dude, when I had it, underrated. If I would ask answered that question, I would have said the same thing. Pumpkin pie, completely underrated.
There you go. Yeah.
So what are you doing this time around in regards to your campaign? Is it the exact same formula you're following last time, or have you deviated and changed up your strategy a little bit?
I don't think I've changed my strategy a whole lot. I hope that the people who supported me last time support me again. And I think in the last 4 years, I'd like to believe that I've picked up some new supporters in the time that I spent on council. Certainly the feedback I get suggests that. So I'm really trying to talk to the people who voted for me before and try and maintain that base. and then introduce myself to others. So I don't know whether you've seen some of the videos that I make. They seem to get a fairly positive response.
Great.
It kind of shows people who I am, and I do it just like you see me right now. I don't try and get too fancy with it or anything else. I just try and create something that addresses a topic that I hear.
Hmm.
So personal and property security in downtown is an issue right now, and it's an issue that I hear often, so I just did a video on that and put it out and talked about what we've done so far.
Mm-hmm.
As a council, we've increased our RCMP and bylaw members. We now have drone capabilities, so we can get eyes in areas we couldn't get eyes into before. There's a number of things. We've increased patrols in high crime areas. We've introduced foot patrols or police officers on bikes in the summertime and stuff. So there are a number, and we're also introducing environmental things in the development of areas. So in Reach 6, we had consultation with the police and how can we create this to make it safe for people so they can feel safe when they're walking. And so on and so forth. So a lot of it has to do with the design and making sure there are clear sight lines, lots of lighting, all of those kinds of issues to make things safer for people. So
We're
looking at all of those kinds of things. And I'd like to keep doing that moving forward so that people feel safe.
Yeah, there we go. Now in your downtime, because you got to have a little bit of downtime, what are you doing to relax now?
I'm thoroughly enjoying the Blue Jays and their postseason run. I'm a baseball guy, and I'm a Blue Jays fan since they started. Nice to see them in the position that they're in right now. Very excited about that. My wife and I like to do anything to do with the arts and culture in our community. We go out to whatever events, so Ignite is on right now. And we'll be attending that probably tonight.
Okay.
My wife had to go, she's with St. Aidan's, and they were getting an award for the Tomorrow Project, all of the organizations that did that in Edmonton.
Mm.
So she's on her way home today. So those are the kinds of things we do. We occasionally go to movies where we're not, my wife loves movie popcorn, so sometimes we'll go hang out at the movie theater so she can indulge in her popcorn habits, and those are the things, and then spend time with our kids.
Yeah.
That's the number one thing.
That's awesome. Tanner brought up a sport today. What was it called? Something orange ball?
Banana ball.
Banana ball. You hear about this? I've never seen it.
You've never heard of banana ball?
No.
That's shocking. It's like this team out of Savannah, Georgia, I think, and they are like, they're basically the Globetrotters of baseball. They're like playing on stilts and doing backflips.
I have heard of this.
Yeah,
I have heard of it. I've never seen it, but I have heard mention of it.
Yeah, the Savannah Bananas, and it's basically like it's like the Globetrotters for baseball, right? Mm-hmm. Like they're doing goofy stuff, they're dancing, they're fun. Like it's fast paced. They're doing backflips, catching balls. It's really interesting to watch.
It would be.
Yeah,
I was an umpire for 25 years, and I umpired the last senior games in Fort McMurray. And when you have 70-year-olds that can get on base every single time, they can put the ball anywhere they want, and they do. It's interesting you say that, because there is a skill set that gets established as you play the game for 30 or 40 years.
Right? Okay.
So
you'd assume.
Yep. And a lot of these guys couldn't run, so they'd hit a triple so they could get on first base, but you know, they'd still get on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so with the umping, do you still...
No, I still teach the umpires, only because the current umpire-in-chief, Mike Vickers, won't let me retire. He tells me I retire when I die.
Right.
But he brings me out and still has me do the class, because I've done them for so many years. It's just second nature to me. And he likes the way I teach, so he keeps dragging me out.
That scene is continuing to grow here in Fort McMurray, baseball. Like,
yep.
Especially with like the academy that is at Father Merck, like Brent Easton and those boys out there, like they got a solid program.
Yeah, my son was in that program.
Oh, was he?
Nick was in that program.
Oh yeah, they've just been crushing it.
Yeah.
And like the amount of time that they spend with those kids, not just playing baseball, but the dry land and like helping them with their education and everything. Like those kids get a lot of great attention.
I don't know whether you you do know this, but whether you think about it, if we're in California or Vancouver, we could play ball all year long. Mm-hmm. But we're in Fort McMurray.
Yeah.
We really get 4 to 5 months of outdoor playing weather. So if we didn't do all those things you just described,
yeah,
our kids would be so much further behind
right.
the other kids that play from those environments that we'd never have a chance.
Yep, that's it. Listen, I could talk to you longer, but unfortunately Tanner has tapped his watch. That means we are out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
At the end of the day, if you want a counselor that reads everything, that gets involved, that stays in touch, remember to vote Al Granison on October 20th.
There we go. Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norell Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.